A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The godless say to themselves, "Let us lie in wait for the virtuous man, since he annoys us and opposes our way of life, reproaches us for our breaches of the law, and accuses us of playing false to our upbringing. Let us see if what he says is true. Let us observe what kind of end he himself will have. If the virtuous man is God's son, God will take his part and rescue him from the clutches of his enemies. Let us test him with cruelty and with torture, and thus explore this gentleness of his, and put his endurance to the proof. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, since he will be looked after. We have his word for it." The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord. Second reading is from the letter of St. James. Whenever you find jealousy and ambition, you find disharmony and wicked things of every kind being done. Whereas the wisdom that comes down from above is essentially something pure. It also makes for peace and is kindly and considerate. It is full of compassion and shows itself by doing good. Nor is there any trace of partiality or hypocrisy in it. Peacemakers, when they work for peace, sow the seeds which will bear fruit in holiness. Where do these wars and battles between yourselves first start? Isn't it precisely in the desires fighting inside your own selves? You want something, and you haven't got it, so you're prepared to kill. You have an ambition that you cannot satisfy, so you fight to get your way by force. Why you don't have what you want is because you don't pray for it. And when you do pray and don't get it, it is because you have not prayed properly. You have prayed for something to indulge your own desires. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After leaving the mountain, Jesus and his disciples made their way through Galilee. And he did not want anyone to know, because he was instructing his disciples. And he was telling them, "The Son of Man will be delivered into the hands of men. They will put him to death. And 3 days after he has been put to death, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. They came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" They said nothing, because they had been arguing which one of them was the greatest. So he sat down, called the 12 to him and said, "If anyone wants to be first, he must make himself last of all and servant of all." He then took a little child, set him in front of them, and put his arms around him, and said to them, "Anyone who welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Friends in Jesus Christ, today's Gospel speaks about greatness, humility. Jesus is asking us to be humble, just like the children. We all might have heard, "The small is beautiful." Jesus, after the mountain experience at Tabor, going through Galilee, and they reached Capernaum. On the way, the disciples were arguing, discussing, who is the greatest? During this liturgy, we all are here. There can be a simple question we asked: who is the greatest? Faithful, deacon, priest. None of us are greatest. We all are in front of God equal. And Jesus said to them, taking a child in his arms, "Unless you don't become a little child, this you cannot enter into the kingdom of God." In the year 1983, the UN invited Mother Teresa. At that time, the UN Secretary General, he presented, invited, introduced Mother Teresa with only one single word. I quote, "I present you the most powerful woman in the world, the most humble person." The first reading from the Book of Wisdom, it says, "To take the path of righteousness." The psalmist, it urged, it's a plea actually, why? The people suffer, the plea of a sufferance. And the second reading, it categorically said, it's because of our pride, many calamities, war, tension arises. And then the Gospel. It's just after the Mount Tabor experience, Peter, John, James, and the other 9 disciples. They were walking at a very great discussion, who would be greater in the kingdom of God. Who is greater in the family? Father, mother, or the child? They all are equal in one or another sense because they make the family. And Jesus took the child, the metaphor of a Christian believer. The child, especially in the Semitic language, Palestine culture, very weak, unimportant. Even the child is not considered as a person in the Palestine culture at the time of Jesus. Because it has no identity, it has no value, it's not counted as a person. Jesus took in his arms and said, "Be little like children." I just want to pick up only 3 points from that one. It shows ready to accept our challenges and put ourselves last. I have seen in our church, people do cleaning, coffee rota, children's liturgy. They may not be coming at the front of the people, but they do very secretly, anonymously, a great service. Even people do the flowers, the bouquets, readers. They may not be known to all people, but they do secretly. That is for the glory of God. That is what Jesus said, to put ourselves last. And the second one is to be servant to all. Pope Francis was waiting in the morning 4 o'clock to send one of his acquaintances to the airport with a cup of tea. It shows to be the servant of all. In the family, I have seen, I just heard from a couple, and the man, the husband said, "Father, for the past 60 years, I give in the morning a cup of tea or coffee to my beloved." How beautiful it is to be a servant of all. And the third one, it says, to receive the most insignificant human beings with love. Friends, we don't say, "I am the great," but we say, "You are the bigger one. You are great." If we can say it in the family, the society, in the church, the kingdom of God will grow day by day. And we pray for that one. Saint Bernard, I quote him. He was asked, "What are the 4 cardinal virtues?" He replied, "Humility, humility, humility." I have seen a lot of people in the church. now participating in this Mass, so humble, so great work doing. This is what Jesus says, becoming like the children of God. Let's pray to the Lord to become, in our words, deeds and action, the other is great, small is beautiful, you are bigger than me. Amen.